You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with my co-host, Deanne Lack. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning of your day or the end of your day, personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Sean P. Key and New Life Community Choir with Show Up, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
Dr. Jatun, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Oh! All right, company, we're going to set this one up for Karen. Y'all ready? Put your hands together. Come on. Ah! Speak about your words. Power of life and death is in your words. Your words create your reality. Come on, y'all. Tell the story.
My words have power.
Yeah.
To defeat me.
Come on, y'all. Make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Come on. Make some noise out there. I was young.
I was young, and now I'm old.
What else?
Seen a lot of situations unfold.
Yeah.
Been a lot of places.
Yeah.
Met all kinds, but there's one thing that stays on my mind.
I'm
out of all the things I've done, all the places I've gone, and the things I've seen.
Think what?
Been a river.
Been a lot of places, but I never, ever, ever.
That was Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers with Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Wow, that song takes me back. It is time for our Fresh Start segment. I want to talk to you about wiping the slate clean. According to Cambridge Dictionary, clean slate means a state in which you are starting an activity or process. Again, not considering what happened in the past at all. The definition has incredible foundation, but I'm not in complete agreement with its premise. I believe in order to effectively wipe the slate clean, you have to consider the past to not make the same mistakes as you move forward. The importance of cleaning your slate is to recognize that what has occurred cannot be changed, reflecting and recognizing that every experience is just that, an experience, not better or worse, will free you from the past and open you up to embrace the future. The importance of cleaning your slate is to reset your mental and emotional state. Just like how you breathe or your breath helps you to reset the frame of mind by bringing you back into the present moment, making a conscious choice to clean your slate and start afresh builds resilience. The less time it takes for you to regain balance after experiencing something or some disturbing news or situation enhances your resiliency in dealing with the changes of life and any stress that comes your way. Know that you will always have the choice to stay stuck in the muck, quote unquote, and maintain your position or take ownership of your circumstances and trust that the choices you make are inner driven. The ability to hold your position and trust in what you believe to be true, even in the face of adversity or the disapproval of perceiving higher authority, is essential to owning your truth. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We're so excited to have you tuned in. We know you're going to enjoy our new topic. But first, here's I've got a testimony by the late and great Reverend Clay Evans and the AARC Mass Choir right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the Renewed Heart segment, and for the rebound. Growing up, I played basketball, and now I have the pleasure of watching my husband coach and our son play youth basketball. My son has been playing since he was a toddler and now stands growing over 5 feet, 2 inches at just 10 years old. So naturally, they would have him set up under the goal, ready to rebound. In basketball, to rebound, it means to gain possession of a missed shot after it bounces off the backboard or basket rim. But in life, the word is used in a variety of ways, in relationships, health, and in finances. The word rebound has significant meaning in general because in order to rebound, you have to have gone through something or lost something that resulted in an action that required you to make a recovery. To put it into perspective, some of the best rebounders in the NBA include names you may recognize, such as Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal, Hakeem Olajuwon, Dennis Rodman, Charles Barkley, and Patrick Ewing. All of these names have something else in common. They all tower over 6 feet, 5 inches tall. Many of them are over 7 feet tall. In addition, on a team of 5 members on the court and 5 more members on defense, in order for the point guard, the ball handler to see the shot, they have to be on the lookout for the center or powered forward right up under the goal. that power forward or center is right there, ready to shoot and or rebound. So in this case, size and strength matters. The closer to the hoop you go, the tougher things get. The power forward lives close to the rim, muscling out shots and fighting for rebounds. On offense, a center needs to be able to create their own shot in cramped spaces and snag rebounds out of the hands of others. Centers also need to be proficient on offense, playing with their back to the basket, which brings us back to everyday life. Some of us have seen many difficult moments in life. We have unbelievable testimonies that have required a great deal of strength that only a God-sized faith can get us through. Right now, the pain in our world is so thick that it's nearly impossible to see the goal for what's blocking our path. But we serve a God who in Isaiah 40:29 tells us that he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Sometimes we go about life trying to tackle these spiritual matters in the flesh, trying to figure out things on our own. But in 1 Samuel 30, we find a young David and his men discouraged because the Amalekites raided their town, taking everyone and everything in it. They wept for a while, but after weeping, David consulted with God, who gave him strength. He did as God instructed and delivered his people back home. And in verse 19, we learn that nothing was missing, small or great, son or daughter, nor anything else that had been taken. David brought everything back. Our hearts may be weary and heavy right now. Our government is unsettled. God's people are even uncertain about who we should listen to. The evil that exists within the climate of the world right now makes it difficult for even God's people to operate in his power, strength, and sound mind. It is impossible for us to fight a battle against flesh and blood that is spiritual in nature. But if we turn off the distractions for just a little while, listen to God's instruction in peaceful meditation and solitude with songs of praise, when we listen and find strength in him, God will tell us what to do, and he will make us ready for action and give us strength to be able to go in for the rebound and reclaim the hearts and minds of those that are his. That's our Renewed Heart segment.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. And today we are discussing our theme for the month of June, Revive Us Again. We are in a time and a season in our world where there is a global pandemic that has forced us to shift our personal plans and agendas, making quarantine and shelter in place an unrest in the United States of America that has captured the world's attention in a compelling way. It is abundantly clear that we need revival now more than ever before. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word revive means to return to consciousness or life, become active or flourishing again, to restore to consciousness or life, or to restore from a depressed, inactive, or unused state, bring back, to renew in the mind or memory. Psalm 85, thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. As we navigate the concept of revival, we want to focus our attention on six principles of revival: purpose, priority, prospect, preparation, price, and promotion. So, Deanne, let's get into it. Let's talk about this. Revive us again.
Yes. So I know we brought about these six topics here, the six principles that we can discuss. And one of the things that I thought about was the purpose of revival. And so when we consider how much we've lost our way, I think of what is required of us in 1 Peter 3:8-9. And it says, finally, all of you should be of one mind, sympathize with each other, love each other as brothers and sisters, be tenderhearted, and keep a humble attitude. Don't repay evil for evil,
Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and he will grant you his blessing. So I have to ask myself, you know, have we been faithful to what God has called us to do? When we seek revival, have we need to have a purpose that's rooted and centered in God. And so many times I can reflect on times where we may not have been God-centered, you know, God-focused. Many times we've been focused on the flesh and what we desire and the things that we want to do and our goals, and we say those things in the name of God and hope and pray that that's what God wants for us, but we have not been God-centered. So taking it to that first, the purpose of revival, we need restoration there to know that our first, the purpose is to be God-centered.
Right.
The purpose of revival is to be God-centered and not to be self-centered, to take the focus off self and put it on God. And then the second priority of revival, you know, seeking God in spirit and truth is desperately needed because we are dealing with a tragedy of our ears shutting down to hearing God's voice. And our eyes are so blinded by the culture and the things of this world, the things that's going on around us. And our hearts, some of our hearts are really turning to stone. And it's not just, you know, sometimes we think it's just the leadership. You know, we think that the hearts are becoming hardened there in areas, you know, of leadership. But that heartening is also taking place within us who are not in a leadership position. Some of us are turning our ears away and we're turning to cultural things or other things that are not godly. And so 2 Timothy 3:1-5 tells us, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people. So it's necessary for us to confront sin and repent so that we can experience a revival from the Almighty working in our lives. And have you recognized, Emily, any of these descriptions taking place in our world today? I mean, do you see that?
Yes.
Lovers of self.
Yes.
Yes. Lovers of proud.
Yes. And, yes.
Wow.
And, you know, the scripture talks about how about the evils in this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Can't recall the scripture right at this moment, but I really truly believe that the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life are quite evident in our world. And now more than ever, we definitely need a revival from God in ourselves and in our world. We have to start with us, right?
Yes, start with us. Yes,
you start with us. Yes, so that brings us to the prospect of revival.
Mm-hmm.
2 Peter 1:19 declares, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, and that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn." And the day star arises in your heart. So this gives us glimpses of hope when we think of the prospects of revival, right? When we desire, we have to desire revival. Revival has to be within us to want it before it can really, really take place. We have to open ourselves up for God to penetrate our hearts and minds.
Yes.
Before any real change can happen. After all, revival is God's desire and it's his design. He scripture tells us that He will give you the desires of your heart. So what that means is that he puts the desires in your heart for you to want. It's through revival that lives are changed and adjusted, and we have to realize the true meaning of our existence, which is to glorify God and enjoy him forever, as the scripture says. And furthermore, this is something that I found very compelling. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Deanne.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, a lot of times we do get away from that. I have to admit that there have been times where I've been so focused on trying to figure out things on my own, and it's almost like you forget that you have a Savior that is way more powerful than just you trying to figure something out. Like, he has the answer. And so, you know, the priority, back to the priority of revival, just even recognizing that there is a problem. You know, a lot of times we don't even recognize that there is a need for revival, and before we can want it, you know, before we can want it, we don't even recognize it. And so, like you were saying, that God opens up our heart and allows us to recognize the need to repent, recognize the need that there is something wrong with how we in the flesh are operating, and that we need God to take us to that next step, to that level of spirituality that only he can give, you know. And I look at the world today. I mean, a lot of it I've had to turn off lately, but there's just so many of us who are conflicted in our hearts and our minds, and we struggle with listening to God versus listening to man. And it's a great period of awakening. And I you know, before I got off Facebook, one of my friends who I grew up with, he said, "What are the?" I thought prayer was working. I thought prayer worked. What's going on with everybody who says that prayer works? What's happening? Why isn't it working? I said, well, for the people who pray, it does work. So it's a lot of people who are not praying. You know, we take for granted that just because we say that some believe in God, or that we believe in God, that everybody is obeying or praying or listening to God, and that is not the case all the time. And so kind of like in church, when you think about the 10% that are always working, you know, you have some people that's not always be praying. But just imagine how much more could get done if everybody was praying or everybody was working.
For our consideration, let's think about the fact that, and this is consideration, I was listening to my pastor today, and he was talking about the Moses and the burning bush and the consuming. And one of the things he was talking about, for our consideration, because I have to go back and listen to the entire message over again because it was really powerful. But one of the things that captured my mind is that, and I've considered it myself, is that what if this pandemic was brought on, or all of this stuff really was brought on to lead us to a particular place, to get our attention.
It is.
I mean, consider what happened with the Israelites.
Yeah.
When they were in the wilderness for 40 years, they had to get all of what Egypt had put in them so that they could go to Canaan in the right way. So everything that was with them, in them, had to die off or die out.
Yes.
And that's what revival does. Revival causes things to come out or to die out.
Right.
So one of the other things that I found really interesting was that it is through revival that we speak to dead bones like the prophet Ezekiel did. And ultimately, if we speak to those things that need to have light, it'll transform our culture, our society, and restore the world to what God's original intent was for it. So we have to make sure that we condition ourselves for the prospect of revival.
Right.
So we talked about the purpose of revival. We talked about the priority of revival, and we talked about the prospect of revival. And we have so much more to talk to you about as we tackle this topic or this theme, Revive Us Again, for the month of June. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio with my co-host, Deanne Lax, as we discuss this phenomenal topic. And the number is 563-999-3456. And listen, we would love to hear from you, your comments, and even your questions. But first, here's the late, great Dr. Maddie Moss Clark featuring Margaret Dale with Revive Us Again.
It is time for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. In this time of civil unrest, I want to encourage you to use your voice. Therefore, I want to share one of the ways to use your voice, and that's by sharing the importance of voting. Voting, whether it's on the local, state, or national level, helps us to effectuate change. I went to a website, www.whenweallvote.org, to find out what I can do. When We All Vote is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that is on a mission to increase participation in every election and close the race and age voting gap by changing the culture around voting, harnessing grassroots energy, and through strategic partnerships to reach every American. Launched in 2018 by co-chairs Michelle Obama, Tom Hanks, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Janelle Monáe, Chris Paul, Faith Hill, and Tim McGraw, When We All Vote is changing the culture around voting using a data-driven and multifaceted approach to increase participation in elections. In the months directed before the 2000 midterm elections, When We All Vote organized 2,500 local voter registration events across America, engaged 200 million Americans online about the significance of voting, and texted nearly 4 million voters the resources to register and get out the vote. Check out this website to find out how you can energize, organize, mobilize, and vote in this critical hour. That's our Live Smart segment. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. And we're here talking about Revive Us Again. Previously, we shared with you about the purpose of revival, the priority of revival, and the prospect of revival. So now we're going to talk to you a little bit more about some of those principles. So the next one is preparation of revival. How many of you know, or Deanne, I know you know, that we have to prepare for revival. We have to prepare for revival. So that means that we have to humble ourselves. We have to admit wholeheartedly that we cannot do anything alone.
Right.
And that's the hardest thing for us as human beings, especially people who are highly independent.
Yes.
Or they
definitely
think they're highly independent.
So the second
thing is that there must be a clear distinction between what is secular and what is sacred. You probably wondering what that means. You have to separate holiness from foolishness, if I could put it
in words
that are understandable for us. We have the scripture tells us, "I would that you be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth." Now that is a paraphrased version of the scripture, but you have to be one way or the other. God is not interested in us being in the middle,
right?
Of that,
and being in the middle stirs up trouble anyway. And the funny thing about it is, even in our carnal flesh, people who are lukewarm, they irritate the demons and people who don't even care anything about God. Even they would rather you be hot or cold, because lukewarm, it's just. You take no position. And honestly, it's easier to get you to go to a side that you probably don't want to belong to.
That's very true. That is very true.
And so next we must return to the fundamentals of the cross. Jesus sacrificing his life for our sins. I mean, what more do we need to do? We have to accept him as our Lord and Savior so that he can penetrate our hearts, so we can be opened up, so we can make revival a part of our life. The next thing is that we must prepare. The way we must prepare, rather, is that we must be consistent in leading our godly lifestyle, so that we can bear witness appropriately to others. That's really important. And then we have to make sure that we don't get puffed up and prideful. We have to remember that we're servants of the Lord. And then we must turn back to the Word of God and let it be our teacher and our weapon. The Scripture tells us about our armor, the spiritual armor that we're to wear every day.
Yeah.
We're supposed to put on the full armor of God that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. And there's a full list. Ephesians 6 outlines all of the things that we need to wear in order to be ready, to prepare. There's a song that I used to listen to by Virtue. You remember the group Virtue?
Yes.
And they had the song Get Ready. It has called Get Ready. And it talked about, you put your war clothes on, and it asks the question, "Whose side are you leaning on?" And it just really kind of definitely highlights that important part of preparation. So make sure that you're fully dressed, and remember that you're a servant of the Lord, and remember that you have the Word to teach you, and to you be used as a weapon. And it's a weapon of mass destruction.
Definitely.
If it's
definitely
used effectively, it can destroy some things in the spirit, and it can bring some things into alignment in the spirit to the natural realm.
Yes.
So I just got real good and happy just thinking about how powerful the Word of God is in our preparation. And that's even for our daily preparation. But, you know.
Yes.
Revival is every day, right?
Every day. Even my kids, when they were at school 1 year, their whole focus was the full armor of God. And I loved hearing them talk about putting on their breastplate of salvation. And they were leading it. And they believed that. And we definitely, as a church, we need to take that faith back to a childlike faith. You know, lots of people like to think that children are just weak, you know, in who they are. I mean, because they're small and they're young and they're innocent. But children bear a lot of the strength that we need to resemble, that our strength needs to resemble. You know, our faith should look like their faith, because when they say it, and especially when you give them the Word of God, when they say it, they believe it. They believe it. Just like if you give them the opposite, they believe that. If you tell them that they're nothing, if you tell them that they can't do something, if you tell them, if you fill them with lies, then they believe that. So whatever you fill them with, make sure that it's of God, make sure that it's full of righteousness, because they will take it to another level. And really, that's how we should operate. We're the same way. We're broken and in need of repair. I mean, and they, young and haven't experienced some of the things that we have to build up our strength, but yet they operate in full force and strength.
Yes. And so finally, we operate in brokenness and self-sacrifice. That's one of the other things that we need to do in our preparation of revival. And we must remember that all of these things that I just talked to you about, these things can only take place through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to lead, to guide, to direct, to edify, to build you up, to strengthen you, to enlighten you, to inform you,
yes,
to do all of the things that God would have you to do, especially in these unprecedented times. And, you know, I don't know what about you, Deanne, but I think I would like to hold off on the price and the promotion of revival.
I think we can
catch up and talk about that some next week. So next week we're going to talk to you a little bit more about Revive Us Again. We have a wonderful and special guest, but you'll catch that, a little bit more information about that next week. And so we're looking forward to it. This month we are celebrating and highlighting a plethora of things, particularly because this is Black Music Month and Men's Health Month, Father's Day, Juneteenth. There's just a lot of things to reflect upon and to commemorate and to think about for this year. So just stay tuned, and we'll be talking to you a little bit more about our topic matters. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. What a powerful discussion on the topic, so needed. Reverend Milton Bronson and the Thompson Community Singers with For the Good of Them.
Ooh.
Hello, this is Deanne Lax with your Fearless Family segment. And listen, Emily, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. When I was a little girl, I used to love For the Good of Them. That was one of my all-time favorite songs, and my sister actually hit me to Milton Bronson and the Thompson Community Singers, and I used to try to sing that song. I wanted to lead that song in somebody's choir, knowing I didn't have that amazing voice that Kim McFarland has, but I was going to sing that song one day. But I never did, so God pray for me. Maybe one day I have the strength to be able to go up in front of them. Front of an audience and do that. But in the meantime, our Fearless Family segment is something similar, about something a little similar. Stop trying to carry your own weight. So, also when I was a little girl, my parents had the infamous Footprints in the Sand poem sitting in our living room. One night I dreamed a dream. So this is a man who wrote this poem. Actually, we don't know if it's a man or a woman, but the poem goes as such. One night I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why. When I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you, never, ever, during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. So how many times have we tried to carry our own weight? How many times have we been in absolute tears about something that we felt was impossible to resolve on our own? How many times have we wanted to throw in the towel or wanted to give up hope? This past week, I started the week in shambles. Still very emotional about George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and all the other countless victims of police brutality and violence in general. And I shed so many tears for their lives, their families, and wondering what else can be done about our situation here in this country. Some of us are literally bursting at the seams with grief, while others are working on ways to at least catch a glimpse of hope. When we really look at things, we are carrying loads that are beyond our capacity to bear, especially if we involve ourselves in activities that take us away from time spent with God and family. In addition, our attempt to maintain relationships outside of one-on-one connections has us constantly seeking approval of people who we barely know or who definitely don't know us. But thank God for those who are using social media and other means for a platform to help build his kingdom, who remind us that we've potentially entered a territory that adds more weight, but we can still come together and shed some heartache, despair, and hopelessness when we pray and worship together. It's time for a revival. It's time for us to seek God and allow him to renew our hearts and minds like never before. It's time for families to stop living in fear and operate in the power that he gives. As Isaiah 57:15 says, only he can restore the crushed spirit of the humble and revive the courage of those with repentant hearts. It is important that our children know that God is the same God of yesterday. And even though we're going through right now and we might see messages that put us in fear and have us in fear of our children's lives. We serve a God way more powerful. Do not live in fear, my people. Do not live in fear. This is the same God of yesterday that brought those Israelites from Egypt. He brought Daniel from the lion's den, and he gives us an eternal life through Jesus Christ. As Hebrews 12:1 instructs us, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Don't let the weight of the world keep you from being who God called you to be in Him. His justice is righteous. His faithfulness is righteous. His love is righteous. He can carry your weight alone.
Amen.
That is your Fearless Family segment.
Amen. Well said. Well said. Thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. It was truly, truly needed because we all are feeling weighed down.
Yes.
But He is the lifter of our heads.
Yes, He is.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Oh. Well, Deanne, we've reached the end of our show.
Mm.
It went by so fast.
I know.
It went by so
fast. It seems like these weeks, these days are merging into one another. Like, I guess they say time flies when you're having fun. When you're at home, if you have nothing to do that amounts to anything, that
yes.
time flies.
Yes.
It flies.
So we want you to remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio with Rhonda Ray at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us what you are doing to revive your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Let's recap. Was wiping the slate clean. Our renewed heart segment was going in for the rebound. Our Live Smart segment was When We All Vote. Our Fearless Family segment was Stop Trying to Carry Your Own Weight. So let's begin. Will you pray for us real quick?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for just the sound of your voice in the still of the night and in the still of the morning and just the calm and the peace that you give us in the midst of chaos, Father. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for Emily, Lord. We thank you for her vision and the inspiration you have given her, God. We thank you for your word on this evening, and we pray that it goes out on ears that are ready to receive and do your blessed will. We thank you for another week. Even though that week may be at home, even though that week may be one that may not involve lots of work or lots of physical action, God, we just thank you for just being alive, and we thank you for your spirit just being in the midst. And, God, we thank you for interceding on our behalf, for not letting trouble come our way, letting harm come our way. We pray for those out there in the world who are still enduring, who are still suffering with coronavirus, God. We pray for the pandemics in our lives. We pray that you heal us. We pray that you heal our land. We pray that you give us from our sins, Father. We pray that you just help us to listen when we need to listen and do when we need to do. And God, that we stop trying to carry our own weight
and be ready for whatever you have called us to do. And we pray for a great week, God. We thank you.
Yes, God.
Pray to see our audience and hear from them on next week. In Jesus' blessed name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote from Shirley Chisholm. You don't make progress by standing on the sidelines, whimpering, and complaining. You make progress by implementing ideas. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here is Avery Sunshine with Faith in His Arms.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.